all your prayers this afternoon. Very desperate for the presence of the Lord every time we come together. We're needy of the Lord's anointing. I know afternoon services can be a little bit tiring, but I have a little bit the Lord put on my heart that I trust will be a blessing and encouragement to all of us this afternoon. I'd like us to begin over with a familiar passage of Scripture in the 17th chapter of Exodus. Exodus chapter 17, we'll begin reading with verse 9. Find that Amalek had come against the children of Israel to do battle with them. And it said, Moses said to Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. And Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him and sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomforted Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And we find that God gave the children of Israel a great victory that day. But I want us to understand that the victory did not lie with Moses alone. Moses was the one that as long as he had his hands up in the air, the children of Israel prevailed. But folks, Moses, who God had ordained to be in that place of leadership, he was in a position that he began to get weary and he began to get tired. And it befell to others around about him, Aaron and Hur, that he had some brothers that were willing to stand beside him in his time of weakness and hold his hands up. Folks, this afternoon, regardless of how long we have served God, regardless of how spiritual or how much you know the Lord, there are going to be times in life that you need to accept the help of your brethren to be there to help hold your hands up. Because it is a lonely place to be on the mountain by yourself. It's a lonely place to be serving the Lord. Say, Lord, all I'm trying to do is do your work. All I'm wanting to do is be faithful to you. But folks, there are going to come some battles in life that we are going to need to depend upon our brethren to be there to help hold our hands up. And the reverse of that is true. When we look around this afternoon, you may look at certain people and say, it seems like everything's going good for them. And they've got everything together. Do you recognize that they may be going through some battles that they need you to come and help hold their hand up? What it comes down to today is, and this is a simple little message, but we need each other, folks. We need each other because my relationship with God is between me and the Lord. But understand that God gave us the body of Christ that we could be of mutual support to each other. And if we fail to mutually support each other in the times of our needs, we're going to all be the losers because of it. There have been times physically, and some of you that know the physical place that I've been in, there were times that I was in a wheelchair and I could not walk by myself. And there were times that I would try to walk and someone would say, do you want help? And, no, I've got it. I can do it. And there were more than one time that I ended up falling down. But there were also times when, say, yes, go ahead and help me. Go ahead and walk beside me. And my legs would go out and there'd be someone there that would be holding me up. And I wouldn't fall. Do you know, in a spiritual sense, I want to encourage us as God's people today more than ever before, let's walk beside each other. We can't make it on our own. And about the time it seems like things are going pretty good, folks, we're in a battle today. You're not my enemy. I'm not your enemy. And I want us to understand in the body of Christ, in your local congregations, and in the body at large, we need to walk beside each other. And there are going to be times that we get tired and weary. It's okay. I want you to know it's all right today to go to someone and say, I'm struggling. It's all right to go to someone and say, I need someone to help bear my burden for me. And so I had this little vision of there Moses holding his hands up. And he did all right for a while by himself. But there came a time that his hands started to get weary. And when he got weary, the tide of the battle turned, folks. We need each other. Because if we don't get help and support one another, the enemy is going to take advantage in those places. I've also found, and I'll give this analogy, if you'll allow me, of the physical place that I've been in. It takes some humiliation sometimes to have someone walking on either side of me. It's like, you're kind of carrying me. But do you know there are times in life we need to let our brothers and sisters in the Lord carry me. If you get in that place through losses in your life, through temptations that are wearing you out, if there are places that you have been laboring for God and you're getting tired and you're getting weary and the battles of life are pressing you in, I just want to reaffirm what you already know this afternoon. It's okay to say I'm feeling tired. It's all right to acknowledge to your brothers and sisters in the Lord that I need some help right here. And I need you to help hold my hands up because, folks, we're in this battle together. And like I said, it can be lonely on the mountain, but see, God had sent Aaron and Hur to stand beside Moses. And although you have a personal relationship with the Lord, as you should, that was part of the benefit of the body of Christ. That we could be there for each other, to stand beside each other, to encourage each other, to strengthen each other. And so now we have a little picture with Moses, with his hands up, raised. And here's his brethren beside him. And they're holding his hands up. And when I think about that, the Lord gave me a little picture of a rafter or a beam. If you know when you have a rafter, there's a proper way to build it and there's a proper way not to build it. You have a center support and then the trusses come off of it. And and the purpose of this rafter is that if there is weight on the roof, then it will help evenly distribute the stress and the weight, that all of it would not just be on one beam. Do you know that in the Lord, this is what the body of Christ is to be? And to put a title on the burden this afternoon, Lord, help us to be a spiritual truss. That we would know that the burdens of life, if it's all on one spot, if it's built incorrectly. Let me give you an example of an incorrectly built one. If you look at this kind of a rafter and you put weight on it, whatever point that is on, it's going to pressure that one beam if the weight is right there. And over here, these braces, these trusses, they're not doing any good. But when you will put them at an angle, leaning towards each other, being connected, being unified, you will find that the pressure that is put on the roof, it distributes it out over the whole thing. That is the purpose, one of the purposes of the body of Christ this afternoon. It is that with the trials that you are facing in your life, you do not have to carry them by yourself this afternoon. You do not have to bear all the weight, but if you feel like it's all on you, do you know what that means we need to do? I want to lean over. I'm going to lean towards my brother. I'm going to lean towards my sister. And that means that if I see you going through a battle or a trial, do you know what the Lord wants us to do? Lean towards them. Let me help you carry the load. This is what the body of Christ is for this afternoon. This is the reason the Scripture teaches us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. He said, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." This is fulfilling the law of Christ, is bearing each other's burdens. There is power in this kind of structure in the body of Christ. There's power there. There's strength there. There's support there. And if you're feeling like you're up on the mountain by yourself, I want to encourage you today to lean towards your brothers and sisters. And don't be afraid to go. And it was mentioned the other night, part of love is making yourself vulnerable to others. You know, I found that there is a release. There is a release of the pressures that come in life when we can go and open up and confide in our brothers and sisters in the Lord, that they can help carry the burden, that they can be there in a unified structure. That's what the body of Christ is for today. And I want to encourage and challenge us that we would be unified today. When the enemy comes in and he tries to press down and he tries to weigh in where you're at in the trials in your life, whether it be in your home, whether it be in your personal life, whether it be in the congregation, whatever it might be, that we would have a unified effort of mutual support that would enable us together to have victory over the enemy. But folks, we are living in a time that the enemy would like people to feel isolated. And I have talked to many a person, and I'm not just going to put it on others I've talked to. I've talked to ministers, I've talked to people in congregations, and I have experienced it myself. When the enemy would like to come along and try to make you start feeling isolated in the battles of life. And the Lord wants us to know today that that's why we're all, one of the reasons we're here together this afternoon, that we can be here as a spiritual trust for each other, to love one another, to bear one another's burdens, to be there for each other. Do you know that this is the place the Scripture teaches us that God commends the blessing? How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But do you know that means that we have to lean towards each other in the Lord? And where we are unified, it creates greater focus for the real work of God. And it distributes the stresses and the pressures that come with life. It distributes that just like that rafter built properly. The world has a term, or just in business, talk about synergy. You know that synergy means that two people working together can get more done than a person by themselves. They'll get more than twice. If they worked independently, they can only get so much work done. But synergy is when you combine the best of everybody together, you can accomplish more. And that is why the Scripture teaches us as well that one shall chase 100, is it? And five shall chase 1,000, whatever it is. That together, more can be accomplished for the Lord. But folks, it's going to take an interdependence for us to be in the place that we can work more effectively for God. It's going to take a greater dependence on our brothers and sisters. And that takes the divine love of God to enable us to do that. Over in Ephesians in the 4th chapter, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Folks, the Lord desires for us to be unified just like this around Jesus Christ. That when one has a burden, we all bear the burden. When one has a trial, we all share in that. When one has a victory, we all share in that victory. But it's going to take a unity of spirit to do that. And to have the unity of the Spirit, do you know it's going to take some forbearing in love amongst us as God's people? Look around this afternoon. Do you know how many different personalities are represented here? how different we all are from each other. But do you recognize that in our brothers and sisters, the very thing in your brother that may vex you, it may be a trial to you, may be the very thing that can minister most effectively to one of your other brothers or sisters in the Lord. That means then that in unity, working together, the work of God, that we can all be ministered to in a more collective way with our strengths, and where one of us is weak, the other can pick up the slack there. And where one is strong and you're weak, we can balance that out in each other. Now, the enemy has taken this concept of unity. I just want to clarify this. And he has used this, the Bible doctrine of unity, as a club in the past in church history. People can come along and say, because I have a different doctrine, we still need to be in unity. And if you don't unify with me, you're violating the scripture. But folks, true unity is found in a coming together in the faith of Jesus Christ. It is letting the Word be the foundation for why we live like we do, how we live, why we believe what we do, and being unified in not our own personalities, but unified because we have the Spirit of the Lord in our life. I have found that that will melt hearts together. It will bond together when there's a common spirit. And it takes, as the Scripture here says, a lowliness and meekness with long suffering for each other. I believe this afternoon we have a common cause and a common goal. And I want to encourage us to be a spiritual trust in a greater way. Lord, how can we do that? Lord, how can we help our brothers and our sisters out? I've known people that have gotten in trouble. People get sick. People have battles. And they say, nobody came and talk to me. You know what the Scripture says if you get sick, what we're supposed to do? What does it say? It says, you call. It says, you call. I want to challenge you. Don't get on to your pastor. They might not know. You call them. Then there's responsibility. Do you recognize that this is part of what it takes for all of us? If we're in a battle and we feel like we're in it by ourselves, it may be time to pick up the phone and call and say, I need some help. Because someone may not know. And so then, how can we be a spiritual trust? How can we be a support and be supported? Part of it is being willing to open up and share the burdens that we're facing in life. That's our responsibility. And there is also then a place, unless if you'll turn with me to Hebrews in the 13th chapter. And I'm sure there is more in this scripture than what I'm going to touch on this afternoon, but the Lord brought this little part of the passage to my mind. Hebrews in the 13th chapter in the 15th verse. He said, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. To do good and to communicate. That word communicate means to share fellowship and resources. He said, forget not to do good and to communicate. I want to encourage us this afternoon, let's not forget to communicate, to share resources. I've observed it, I've done it, and it's been done to me. Been in a battle or trial, and someone comes along and puts their arm around you. And I'm not talking about that obligatory greeting. You understand what I'm talking about. Well, I love you, and go on. But someone from the sincerity of their heart come along and say, brother, I love you. I'm behind you. I'm praying for you. Let me help bear your burden. Do you know how much that does for someone that's in a battle or trial to have a brother or sister in the Lord come along and say, would you let me help bear your burden? Would you let me walk beside you and help carry this for you? Do you know that's what the Lord desires for us this afternoon? I appreciate so much the love of God's people. And I can testify more than ever before, after through the afflictions and battles we've been through in the last number of years, I appreciate the saints of God so much. I need you. And do you know this afternoon that there are so many people that need that love and support of the saints? So I say, Lord, help us. As the saints are a very loving, giving people, Lord, teach us how to love more. Teach us, Lord, when we hear about our brother across the country. I've gone to prayer so many times. I heard someone was in a battle and we've gone to prayer. But you know, sometimes it's good for our brother across the country to know that we're really entering into the burden with them. And we can do it at home, and that's good. But sometimes it's helpful to communicate. I'm bearing your burden. I'm not where you're at, but I'm bearing your burden. And if you get tired, don't let your hands down, but let's hold each other hands up. That the enemy would be defeated. This afternoon, I'd like us to close over in 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll begin reading with verse 4. It said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Recognizing that there are differences of gifts, there are differences of strengths here this afternoon, there are differences of weaknesses. There are differences of personalities, but folks, we have something greater than that that binds us together in the Lord today. There's something greater than that. In the 12th verse, it says, for as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is as Christ. And I'd like to refer you back again to this rafter. When the snow falls, you hear about roofs caving in when it gets so much snow piled on top and roofs not standing up to the stresses. But do you know many times when it's been built properly with these trusses, helping to distribute the weight, distributing the burdens and the pressures that come with life and in the service of God, that's what it's talking about being one body. There's different members, but we're all in one structure today. We're laborers together with Jesus Christ. And that's the reason he went on to say then in verse 25, well, he goes on this whole passage saying that one member is not more important than another member. Do you recognize that on this roof, if you take out one of these beams or one of these trusses, the whole thing could cave in because that's the weak point. They're all important. And in the body of Christ today, if you feel like you're just kind of serving the Lord in your corner and how you live and what you're going through doesn't really affect anybody else, your life does affect the rest of us. And the trials and the battles that you go through, it affects all of us. We need each other today, folks. And so he said then in verse 25 that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one of another, bearing one another's burdens. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. This afternoon, let's be a spiritual trust. Let's bear one another's burdens. Let's allow the love of God to keep us in that place that we can strengthen and support each other. And if you get in that place that you're feeling lonely on the mountain, it's the Lord has placed members in the body for you to turn to and say, I'm not discouraged with the Lord. I'm still in the battle, but I need someone to help hold my hand. And the Lord wants us to comfort one another. I would that you be strengthened and encouraged this afternoon. The body of Christ is wonderful. The love of Christ that flows from heart to heart. Folks, let's maintain it and let's go out with a renewed determination to be a spiritual trust that we would all make it and be faithful until the coming of the Lord. Amen.